And for Watson's Leisure Centre, let's talk rugby league now. And Maroon joins us on the phone. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Muffy, I'm great. You know, while I was just sitting here waiting for your call, I went on the Watson's Leisure Centre website.
Yeah.
Found the 2019 Joko Mercedes Sprinter camper van, which I think is, well, I don't think, I know, is better appointed than the residence where you live.
Right.
So I don't know if you want to talk to the people at Watson's and do something about that, but, mate, you'd be better off sleeping there every night and just picking a different camper van.
Mate, it'd be closer to work as well. You're actually onto something. Yeah. Like you're onto something there.
Let me approach them on your behalf because they already think you're a palooka.
Yeah,
so
all right.
I'll have a talk to them. Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you for that. See, always looking out for me. That's what I love.
Of course. I'm your mate.
Mate, look, tonight the Broncos are taking on the West Tigers. It's a home game for Brisbane. It's been a shocking start for them. And Anthony Seibold, already the critics are out going, wrong move.
Well, you know that I'm an old Redfern boy, and they are calling him in Redfern, sarcastically, the super coach. But look, I'm sure at some point it'll settle down. In fact, I think they'll win this week, mate. I'm going to take them to win. They need to, they can't be that bad forever.
No.
Maybe he needs to make a few more changes, but I'm going to take the Broncos to win.
Lovely. Friday night game tomorrow night, the Titans taking on the Panthers up there on the Gold Coast as well.
Well, can the Titans go another week without winning? Look, I think they will. I'm going to take Penrith to win this one. I know they struggled for points even against the West Tigers, didn't they, Penrith? But look, I think they're somewhere back on track. And yeah, look, I hate to say it, but I think the Titans are going to be 0-5 or whatever it is after this week.
It's really interesting looking at the draw, mate, because the second game tomorrow night, the Cowboys and the Storm is in North Queensland, and then you've got on Saturday, the Rabbitohs and the Warriors are playing at Sunshine Coast Stadium. There's a lot of rugby league in Queensland this weekend.
Yeah, look, and it's interesting too. I was only thinking about that, you know, and we've got three Queensland teams all really underperforming at the moment. So let's hope the Mighty Bunnies can get up there and give them something to have a look at. But look, I think the Storm will beat the Cowboys. And you'd have to think, as biased as I am, but you'd have to think the Rabbitohs will bounce back and beat the Warriors.
Mm. Now, Saturday afternoon, the Newcastle Knights are at home playing against the Manly Sea Eagles. They've had a good run, the Knights.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take the Knights. They lost a golden point game, three golden point games last round. I'm not a golden points fan, and I mean that sincerely, not only when my team loses. I think it's 80 minutes, it's a draw. Would a draw have been such a bad thing for Newcastle? I don't think so. Would a draw have been a bad thing for the West Tigers? Certainly not. And what is golden point? All it is this kicking duel, this dropout duel. You know, having said that, Manly, without Tom Trbojevic again, he's going to miss another 8 or 10 weeks. I'm going to have to say, I think I'm going to have to go with Newcastle.
Yeah, and just on the golden point thing too, I reckon it'd be a different story, mate, if it was, you know, they had to play 5 minutes each way of extra time because you're still having the hit-ups and you're still having the tough plays and stuff. But it's really just, I think, a thing for TV. I know they were talking this week about looking at maybe restructuring the points that, you know, if it is golden point, give 3 points to the winner, 1 point to the loser. How about they just scrap the golden point altogether and keep the points as 2 points? It's simple.
Well, I don't know how it could be good for TV. Moffy, you and I both have a lifetime spent in radio, and you know how when something doesn't run to time, it throws everything out of whack. I don't know how it could be good for TV. But look, yeah, I'm with you, mate. Just scrap it. What's wrong with a draw? You know?
Exactly. All right, so Sharks taking on the Roosters. That's happening Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Roosters here. The Roosters are white hot at the moment. The Roosters have got that many options as to who they can play where and where they can play. And, you know, you can have Cooper Cronk get out. You've still got Luke Keary, and you can lose a couple of forwards. And you've still got Taki Aho and the other big bopper who has a simpler name, the Taki Aho, which I can't pronounce now. I know they've got a Tedesco, a Taki Aho, a Tupo, and another one like that, I don't know. Anyway, it's a real tongue twister for a footy caller. But have your money on the Roosters.
The Dragons, they're back at Jubilee this weekend on Sunday afternoon. Sunday footy there is always good. They take on the Bulldogs.
I'm going to take the Dragons. I think the Dragons are just going to be too good. They seem to have found themselves, sadly, with the loss of Gareth Widdop. Everybody seems to know where they're going to play now. And, you know, they're probably not as good a side as we thought they'd be. One of the Sims boys is out injured now. We saw him break his arm in that game against Newcastle. He's a big loss, but they've got Tyson Frizzell back now, haven't they? So I'm going to take the Dragons to win. I think they'll just be too good.
And then on Sunday night, the final game to wrap up the round, the Raiders in Canberra. They're taking on the Parramatta Eels.
The Green Machine. Yeah, look, I'm going to take the Raiders, mate, at home. They're just too good this year, I think. They are a lot better, a lot improved side. They're finishing teams off, and they're winning early in the competition, which was perhaps their downfall in the past. Parramatta haven't won at that venue since 2006, and I don't think that'll change this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, just quickly before you go, if you do talk to Chris and the boys at Watson's about the caravan, can you make sure it's one of the ones that's close to the back fence there so it's not that far for me to walk to my car in the mornings?
Oh, well, look, what if I just say to Chris, can't you give him one, like a motorhome, so that if he is running late and give him the keys, he can just unlock the joint, he'll drive to work in it, he won't use the facilities in it, and then you'll just return. I'm sure Chris is a very reasonable man, if you're reasonable with him. And yeah, I think we'd be able to sort something out, Moffy.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks to Watson. See you then, mate. Glory, glory to South Sydney.